It is the Friday show. We've got Tessa Summer-Coolwa in a jumper that I would say genuinely give 8, 9 out of 10 to. It is an absolute belter. Chris Barber, what are your thoughts on the jumper?
Really nice. You know the Father Type episode when the celebrity comes around?
Yeah.
I forgot his name. Ewan?
It doesn't matter.
He would call it a lovely jumper.
It is a lovely jumper.
I've got matching shoes as well.
Sure. Oh, yeah, it's too much. Go on, Chris.
Oh, mate. I'm colourblind and I like it.
Oh,
there we go.
Absolutely outrageous stuff. It's spot on. It really is. Adam Smith in a solid jumper. Don't get me wrong. I've got a solid jumper on as well, but we've been outclassed.
I've absolutely wiped the floor with us.
You
think you're turning up looking all right.
The thing I would say is it's very rare anyone outjumpers me in this building, and yet I find myself absolutely battered and bruised off the back of this.
Mine's so shit, you've not even noticed it's a jumper.
It's a sweatshirt, mate. It's a sweatshirt.
If it didn't have Champion across, you'd think he'd just come out of prison.
Prison diet.
Yeah. Coming up, we've got, and I don't know how he was dressed, but we've got Billy Grant to talk about Brentford, and we've got Andy Middleton to talk about West Ham. I don't know how he was dressed either. He didn't have the thing on his call. I did that one. Harriet did Billy. This is the only thing Tez is going to get all his own way during this show, unfortunately, but it's very good of him to come in. We will start off talking about Bournemouth versus Liverpool. It's the first one. Adam Smith, both teams, something to build on. It's odd to say that about a Bournemouth side that gets beat 3-2, but they got themselves 2-0 up against Arsenal. They were ahead at half time. They actually have one more decent opportunity in there as well. It is Arsenal at the top of the league. You know, they're away from home. When I say it's something to build on, it's not as though, you know, they've won 4 and 5 or anything like that. The flip side of it, Liverpool, obviously the massive win against Manchester United. There is a little thing that does happen in these instances often, you know, a big win followed by a bit of a slog or disappointment. You're always a bit like, I wish we could have saved some of those goals. That happens from time to time. It's one which it feels as though from a mile away it should be an away win, but I think we've been round the block often enough to know Liverpool are just going to have to earn this from the 10th second if Arsenal's anything to go by.